Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Hathorn joins us now, Odyssey sports director, all-around good guy. It is the Hawk Report.
Gah!
The Hawk Report.
Ah! My God.
Should we maybe do a turkey sound?
A gobble.
There you go. Which one of you did that come from? Who did the turkey?
That was me.
Oh. Hi, Jeff. Jeff is brought to us by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Join for just $5 if you live in Allegheny, Beaver, or Butler counties. Jeff, you were at Soldier Field this weekend. It sounds like it was a glum, gloomy locker room. You had Patrick Queen talking about schematic issues. Was it A, as down as the locker room has been this year, and B, on the record, off the record, how much frustration are you sensing from these guys about the schematic side of things, particularly on the defensive side?
Oh, there's frustration. I mean, it was quiet. It was, I wouldn't say it was, you know, giving up or quitting or it wasn't anything like that. It was just like, man, we had an opportunity. I think there are times you go into the room where, as much as it's a team sport, there are guys that know that, man, I did everything. Like, I played well. Like, it's not on me, not that they're celebrating, but it's like, I did what I needed to do. I don't think that anybody in that room felt like they did what they needed to do. Like, every single person in that room could have been better at their job on Sunday, from punter to quarterback. And I think that was a reason. And, you know, they know, they say they don't know, but they know they're now tied for first in the AFC North.
Jeff, I was under the notion, in from just my point of view, Aaron Rodgers not playing after practicing last week, maybe the injury is worse than I think the Steelers probably led people on to be. And Mike Tomlin, after the game, said he's hopeful that Aaron Rodgers plays this week. Do you really think that he's going to be the starting quarterback of the Steelers against the Buffalo Bills?
I mean, Tomlin was, I mean, just watching his face, like, he was almost defiant that Rodgers was going to play. Like, there was no doubt that he was going to play. And then at the end, he kind of threw in a hopeful, but not in a, like, a, well, we got to see. It was like, almost like he had to throw in that word, like, allegedly, if you're accusing somebody of something. So I agree with you, because, listen, I mean, I was as shocked as anybody. I mean, I did a show on Saturday talking about Rodgers playing based on what I felt about what was going to happen, what I saw. So I was surprised. Now, here's the thing. It's one thing to go through practices where you're getting shotgun snaps and, you know, you're throwing the ball, and it's another thing to be in a live football game.
Yeah, you're not getting taken to the ground in practice.
Exactly. Exactly.
Unless it's a blocking sled that takes you down.
Or by a guy that's no longer going to be on your roster. So, yeah, I don't know how you simulate that. And Aaron did say on Wednesday, safety was the number one thing, protection. And I'm really anxious to hear from, not as much from Mike today as I am Aaron tomorrow, because historically Aaron's been pretty honest about his thoughts. And if he feels like he should have played, I don't know if he's going to hold back with that.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if he, by Saturday, and I'm talking about Aaron here, was okay with not playing because he's seeing the forest through the trees? Because I can't see any circumstance where, unless he's in self-preservation mode for a week, that he would be okay with not going into Soldier Field and trying to stick it to the Bears one last time. Or maybe it's the flip side of that. I'm sort of just thinking out loud here, Jeff. Perhaps he knew he wasn't going to be his old Aaron self, and he knows that this is a good Bears team and doesn't want to go out against Chicago with a loss. I don't know. I'm spitballing.
I don't know about the last thought, because I really think he wanted to play. I mean, he walks into that place, and especially it had to be Sunday morning. He walked into that place, flipped off a couple of cameras as he was doing a lap around the stadium. And, you know, there had to have been that juice, like, damn, I want to play. I'll say this for Tomlin historically as well. He will, and not that doctors need to cover up, but you remember this week he had this thing about, well, what do you guys mean by cleared, medically cleared? Like, right. That was a big thing with him. And maybe he just wasn't medically cleared, and Tomlin just wanted to put it on him. Or Aaron said, I'm not so sure. And Tomlin's like, listen, I'll take the heat for it. You're not going to say you're not playing.
Jeff, I could see the Steelers beating the Bills at home on Sunday. That's just the type of team they are. That's the type of Tomlin team that we've seen over the years. They're so up and down, such a roller coaster of a football team. I mean, they go in and they lose to the Chicago Bears. They play horrible on defense, and I could see them slowing Josh Allen down on Sunday. What do you think?
Or outscoring him.
Or doing that, like something wild.
Yeah, because Buffalo's defense isn't that great. Like them having somebody having a DK finally having that monster game. Like, absolutely, I could see that. And then them going to Baltimore and looking like crap.
Yep.
The next week. I mean, it's when you're an average to slightly above average team, that's what happens. You look great one week and you look bad the next. I mean, it's just, and that's, you want to say through 11 weeks, you think there's something else, but they're not. They're 6-5. I mean, they're a game above being the, you know, the poster for average, 500. So that's what you get out of it. I mean, you thought in the first five games that maybe it was different, but it's not. And maybe in the last, you know, six here, they're going to show another gear, show something else, but they'll show it for a week. It's just they're not consistent, and they haven't been consistent for what? Except for maybe the start of the 2020 season when they ran off that 11 straight. I mean, they haven't been consistent since then. They show flashes, and then they'll show flashes the other way.
Jeff, we played a clip from Ben Johnson a couple of days after he got hired to start the show, and he was asked about how you engineer victory. And he said it used to be 5 years ago, the number one stat everyone would point to is turnover differential. Now it's if you're hitting more big plays than the opponent, if you have a positive EPA offensively, you're going to win 80% of your games. And Mulsey had a point on yesterday's show where he said it was almost an inflection point for Steelers fans where the fan base is so much angrier even than we're normally used to seeing on Mondays. And I think it's because we saw a modern coach play modern football the modern way going against the Steelers. Hey, if we don't win the turnover differential, we lose the game. Do you see that the same way? Because I feel like that really transpired on Sunday.
Well, I mean, we all can realize what turnovers mean to Tomlin. And it's not to say you ever want to lose a turnover battle.
Right.
Obviously, that's something you want to win. And the Steelers proved in their two biggest wins, they had massive amounts of turnovers. And that's the reason they won both of those games at New England and against Indianapolis. However, I watch their offense and I think of watching James Franklin in a big game. Oh, we can't make a mistake. Guys, we can't make a mistake. Guys, we can't. And we're not going to take any chances, because we can't make a mistake. And I think at some point you have to, especially maybe not Mason as much, maybe it's a little bit more conservative because you have a backup quarterback. Okay, maybe I can play into that game. But there's got to be more aggression and less fear, especially against defenses that aren't that good. I mean, if you got Jesse Bates, like, remember a couple of years ago, we don't throw over the middle because Jesse Bates is there.
Right.
Jesse Bates wasn't there. He wasn't there the week before. Like, there were opportunities to take it downfield, and they're so risk averse. They're so living in their fears, if you will, They offensively play not to lose more so than attacking to win. And rarely do you see a Steelers offense that attacks. Rarely. And I think they're paying the price for it.
Jeff, wonderful stuff. We are truncated this hour. We've got Alan Green at 7:30, a huge week for Pitt. So we got to let you go. But we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you on the other side, buddy.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, boys.
You too, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. Good stuff there from our sports director with the Hawk Report.
Gobble.
The Hawk Report. We will react to Jeff coming up next. Also, Ja'Marr Chase apologized.
Oh.
For spitting.
Oh.
Kind of. Mm. I think it was written by AI.
Mm.
And there's one person in particular he didn't apologize to. So we'll get into that a little bit when we come back before Alan Green joins us at 7:30. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For you. 7:20, time to check out the Christmas gift store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. In 10 minutes, Pitt Athletic Director Alan Green is going to join the show. At 7:50, your chance to win a 4-pack of Pitt tickets for the Miami game. We're going to give you a trivia question. If you're the first person to answer the question correct, you win 4 tickets. I've got clarification. We are giving away a 4-pack of tickets
that's
every
big time.
Year.
It's a big game.
I think it's all Alan Green's doing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up to him.
Pack the Ack.
Yeah.
Rock the Royal.
Yes.
Things of that nature.
Uh-huh.
33 degrees for those Miami guys.
Students show up, man. They have for a couple years, and they're going to get it rocking.
It's one of the tougher games, I feel like, across the country.
Right.
To get students because of the holiday break.
Yeah.
I know in Morgantown, you're not even allowed to be in the
campus,
dorms.
Right? Yeah, you're not even allowed to stay there.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It sucks because like I live so close. I know, dude. I never understood that. It always bothered me.
Because the people running the building probably want to go home. There's nobody there that's going to be able to, like, security and whatever,
true.
Maintenance.
That's true. But what if they did that to Harry at Hogwarts and he had to go back and be with the Dursleys? That would have been terrible.
I don't know what you're talking about. And you know I don't know what you're talking about. And it sounds ridiculous.
People get it. Harry would spend
Hogwarts.
His Christmases at Hogwarts because he's
talking about
friend.
Our Harry, not Harry Pothead.
Harry Potter. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I heard a great bit from a comedian who's like, why do they celebrate Christmas in Harry Potter? They're all wizards. Like, Jesus turned water into wine. You're going to celebrate Jesus? You got 15 dwarves working in the kitchens that do that every day. They wouldn't be enthralled with Jesus. They all got magic.
What's the reason why that they're here, they think?
Maybe he was the initial wizard.
Right.
Now we're in a uncomfortable territory.
You brought us here.
Mm-hmm, I did. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The student section will show up, and you, I'm talking to you out there, Pitt fans, you could go. For free by answering a trivia question correctly at 7:50. We asked Jeff about the locker room dynamic after the game, and obviously guys are pissed off and they're upset. But I asked specifically, pointedly, are they frustrated with the scheme? And he said, oh, there's frustration. Which makes all the sense in the world because the stuff they're running is dumb. And you run nickel in goal line situation. You're 10 yards off the ball in zone when Chicago needs to pick up a 3rd and 5 before the half. And you're running cover 3 in the red zone when Chicago's running 4 verts. Like, it makes those guys look bad. And it's not just defensively. Montez Sweat sacks Mason Rudolph. And they had Darnell Washington single blocking him on the outside. Darnell's probably the best blocking tight end in the NFL. But he's still a tight end, even at 3'11". And okay, you try it once. I don't love it, but fine. Then the second sack happens, and it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. And on the sack fumble, and this is more of an execution deal, it's a 3-man rush against a 6-man protection. Like, that can't happen. They're terribly coached.
Bad. Across the board.
They're bad.
Really bad.
They're bad. Give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. No one's texting in about Harry Potter. I'm confused.
Hogwarts. Give me a break.
When I turned 11, I thought I was going to get my Hogwarts invitation in the mail.
Did you really?
Yeah, kind of.
Were you like hoping like that was the case? Like, were you like, man, I wish I was in that.
I would have loved to be.
Realm of like living and life.
Love to be a wizard.
A wizard?
Mm-hmm. Play Quidditch on the side.
What is that?
Quidditch.
What's that?
You fly around on broomsticks, so you throw the quaffle through the goalpost. You got to catch the golden snitch while avoiding the bludgers. Does
so basically
that clear it up?
They're witches, too?
Oh, yeah.
Witches and wizards. Oh, is that what the movie's about?
You've never seen Harry Potter.
I have never. Not one scene. And never will. Never will. It's always on TV, too.
Yeah, especially around Christmas time. Christmas movies.
It's a Christmas movie?
You can make the argument, sure. Texter, you thought last week was bad. Wait till Bills Mafia takes over Acrisure Stadium. Oh, that's 1,000% happening.
Yep.
It's going to be worse than Packers game.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a long weekend. Take Monday off. Those fans are crazy. It's going to be like 40-50% Bills fans. Mark my words.
Oh, yeah.
Mark them.
Marked.
What?
They're marked.
Oh, thank you. Here, if you could mark my words. Just take it down in a notepad back there. Mark my words. It's going to be a Bills Mafia takeover. And I'm wondering if the Steelers fans that are there are going to maybe finally call for Mike Tomlin's job in chant fashion. We'll get into that a little bit later. I could see it happening for the first time ever.
If things are bad, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Texter, because Doran is a man, that's why he's never seen Harry Potter. Millions of children worldwide who grow into adult males like Harry Potter, okay? Come on now. Alan Green joins us next. Pitt volleyball, big one coming up. Pitt hoops, big one against Ohio State on Friday. And the football team with the biggest game of the season. Win and get some help. And you go to the conference championship game. We'll talk to Alan Green about those things. Come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And up next, massive week in Pittsburgh sports. And joining us now to get into it for the second time in as many weeks is Pitt Athletic Director Alan Green. Alan, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sure you are a busy man, so we appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Good morning. Happy to be part of this.
What a week. Volleyball with a big one. Basketball with a big out-of-conference game against a P4 opponent on Friday. And then Pitt football with a chance to get into the ACC championship game. And I would imagine that you're expecting packed barns and a packed Acrisure Stadium on Saturday, no?
Well, this is the result of what it should be like if we're all doing what we're supposed to be doing, where we're having a chance to compete for conference championships. So it's an exciting week here in Pittsburgh, obviously with the football game against Miami, looking for people to come out and create an electric environment like we had to Notre Dame, like what we experienced on the road down in Atlanta. And then also the weather's going to be a little bit cooler. So I don't know if those Miami boys are going to enjoy the cold weather, but it'll be a great one for us.
Alan, Adam said during the break to me, he said, Alan Green has made it cool to go to Pitt again. And I 100% agree with him. You have made it cool to go to Pitt again. And your vibe and just being around you, you could tell that it's a different feeling around the University of Pittsburgh and especially the athletics. Why do you think it's cool to go to Pitt if you're a student or a student athlete?
Yeah, well, I appreciate the compliment. It has nothing to do with me at all. Has everything to do with our coaches and our student athletes, and I think their belief in the fact that we can accomplish what our expectations are. And when we're able to do that, it's an exciting place to be. Part of our jobs and part of what college athletics is about is the student experience, not the student athlete experience, but the student experience. And all of our games are so much more enjoyable. Our weeks are enjoyable when our students are engaged. So we're really looking forward to our students showing up. I know it's Thanksgiving weekend, but after they eat their turkey and pie and stuffing, take a nap and get ready for what should be a really exciting game on Saturday.
So Pat Narduzzi, before the Notre Dame game, he got himself into a little bit of hot water, and we joked about it whenever you were on with us back then. And it was a massive win against Georgia Tech. And then Dews after the game, because of the fake punt, he says, and I quote, "I'm a dumbass. I'm a coach just trying to make a play." And obviously the team is where you'd like it to be right now with a chance to win and get to the conference championship game. What's it been like to get to know Pat over the course now of what has been a really good season that started in a place where I think Pitt fans have to be elated with where it's wound up?
Yeah, well, when you think about how the season started, particularly our second and our third and fourth game when we played at West Virginia and then Louisville at home, those are both games that we're supposed to win. And, you know, there's reasons why we didn't. The team didn't perform the way it was supposed to. The staff didn't prepare the team the way that they were supposed to. Coach ended up making a difficult quarterback change and went to a young kid who's spinning it really well and has got a lot of moxie. And he's leading the charge. So it's exciting. Dews is going to be Dews, right? I'm learning that for those who have followed him for the 11 seasons he's been in Oakland, that he's going to say some stuff. I know his intentions.
Right.
And sometimes the words don't come out the way his brain thinks of it, but the man cares. He wants to win deeply. He wants his kids to have a great time, and he wants to put Pitt in position to win a conference championship, and that's the exact position that we're in.
Alan, did I hear this weekend that you're going to try to attempt to smoke a turkey for Thanksgiving?
I think I talk too much. I am going to attempt to try to smoke a turkey. Problem is, I didn't realize we have a frozen one, and I didn't realize you're supposed to thaw it for 4 days. So I'm going to smoke something. It may not be a turkey, and if I do smoke a turkey, it's probably not going to be very good.
We were just talking about right. that at the start of the show, because I'm like, I got to go buy a turkey. People are like, dude, you can't buy a turkey now. You got no shot to thaw this thing. I had no idea. I thought it comes pre-thawed. Well, I don't know. Jack.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm a dumbass too, right? I'm just a guy who smokes the meat.
Alan, obviously, big one on volleyball on Wednesday. That'll be on KDKA, the basketball game Friday on The Fan. And then on Saturday, also on The Fan, Pitt against Miami. I believe, so we're giving away tickets every hour, and the phone lines were so packed for that football game. I believe you're behind that. Was this your initiative to pack the act?
You'll learn. It's never my initiative. I might be the brainchild and like the guy who's like, mwah. But we have a great team, staff members who are creative and have seen what it looks like when you're operating at a high level from an administrative perspective. And our team has done a great job of being out and about and of getting our fan base excited. And quite frankly, our fans have responded. I mean, like when I was amazed at how many people were down in Atlanta, some from Atlanta, some from Pittsburgh. And that's the type of environment that we want to have. That's the type of following that we want to have. And we want to continue to stack brick on top of brick and build something really special. And we're at the beginning phases of that.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a Notre Dame takeover, according to Notre Dame fans. And it was not that.
No chance.
A couple of weeks
ago. Our fans were there. They were loud. I wish our team would have played better. Everybody did. But we had a four-hour commercial on the city of Pittsburgh, and it was one of the best things that has happened to this place in about 20 years. So we're really excited with our athletics department and with our football program, with our volleyball program. Basketball is not where it needs to be, but we want to make some progress there and grow this season. So I'm excited about the opportunity, and we certainly want people to come out and be a part of history, be a part of the magic, be a part of what's possible at Pitt.
Alan, awesome stuff, man. We appreciate you joining us. Have a great week. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And if Pitt makes it to the ACC championship game, I don't know, you've been the good luck charm coming on the show, so we might have to make it happen again.
Hey, we'll do whatever we need to do.
Thank you,
appreciate
Alan.
You guys.
Appreciate you, Alan. Thank you.
I like that guy.
Yeah, he's the best.
I like that guy a lot.
He's the best, and he's just like that in person, too. There has been a different vibe ever since he's taken over.
He called himself a dumbass, Doran.
On live
I mean,
radio.
Come on. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. For not thawing a turkey.
Which means that, in a way, he was calling me a dumbass.
Exactly. Yeah. Saying that you both were.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Texter, Adam, find a local butcher. They might have fresh, unfrozen turkeys. No, at this point, I'm going out and strangling one myself.
Good luck.
We get turkeys in the parking lot all the time. In fact, I think it was the day. I love wild turkey. I think it was the day before.
The liquor?
Yeah. I went to West Virginia, Doran. I think it was like the day or two before Thanksgiving. There were like 15 turkeys up in our parking lot last year. Harry gobbled them out of the parking lot.
I think wild turkeys are like real greasy. They're not really
good.
Is that what you want?
Well, it's dark meat. It's good stuff.
You like dark meat?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do. Mm-hmm. He did.
You like pumpkin pie? You like dark meat? Anything else you want to tell me?
I like the black wieners, too. In the summertime, I like to char my hot dogs to, they're basically burnt in a crisp. They need to have a little bit of like chemical element 135 on them. 412-928-9370. Alan at the end did acknowledge that the basketball team's not where it is. And if we had more time, he's a busy man. If we had more time, like the evaluation of the basketball program's interesting to me in any basketball program right now, because Pitt brought a whole bunch of new guys in. Like, their only starter was Corin.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, it doesn't look great. Like, we all know that. Mind it by the end of the year? I don't know, but I wonder how you go about evaluating now compared to the past. Because the past, it's, okay, you get 4 years, and you build a program.
It's way different.
And right. Now, even if you've been here for a long time, or anywhere for a long time, you get the roster turnover the way that you had it whenever you'd come onto a new job in the past and you'd have to inherit an entire new roster. You're inheriting a new roster pretty much every single year.
Yeah, but you also have the benefit of instantly winning. Like, I remember, what was it, Kansas State a couple of years ago. Remember, they had like five new starters that transferred in. And Kansas State, I think it was Kansas State, they didn't have, the previous year they were trash. and they had five new starters, and then they make it all the way to
Elite Eight.
Elite Eight.
And it's the same. Iowa State did it a couple of years ago. West Virginia should have been in the tournament last year. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen. Indiana was not great last year. They were okay. They're a top 25 team in the country right now. So you can do it. I think it's a massive year for Capel.
Oh, yeah.
Massive year.
Oh, yeah.
And a huge one coming up on Friday against Ohio State, who, at least last I checked, is undefeated. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Coming up next, I don't know what time it is.
7:40.
Okay.
We started that segment early.
Yeah, we did. I was very confused at the time. So we can keep talking about the Steelers at 412-928-9370 as well.
Now or next?
I got lost. I'm lost in the clock, Doran.
Kyle, should we take a break or should we continue?
We're going to go for a couple more minutes here because people were chiming in on Jeff's comments from earlier on in the hour.
Keep going because we got to do the pit trivia thing anyway at the end of the hour. So just talk till like 45. Well, wait, then we're going to go late though because we have extra breaks to play.
We'll go till like 43. How about that? Does that sound good? Sound good? See, guys, we are, I'll borrow this from the Levitard show. We are a marching band to nowhere.
Yeah.
We're like the Michael Scott quote where sometimes you open your mouth and you start a sentence and you don't really know where it's going.
Yep.
That's pretty much our show
in
a nutshell. Alan Green, 7:30. What else we doing? That's hard to say. We're talking about me wrangling turkeys in the parking lot.
Yeah, I'd pay to see that.
I could beat the brakes
off
a turkey.
No, you couldn't.
Absolutely.
That turkey would chase you all the way down the
Harry,
street.
Harry, don't you think I could beat the brakes off a turkey?
No.
The turkeys are among the least menacing animals in the world. Why do you think that? That's why Thanksgiving started that way.
I've never been more confident that you would lose.
We're going
to
go after the bucks? We're going to go after the big horned deer?
You know,
no, we're going to take the turkey out because they're soft.
A turkey flew into my sister's head once here in Green Tree right before Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was a good time. She called my mom in a panic. I was playing a baseball game. She called. She was like, I just got hit by a turkey. Yeah, you ain't taking out a turkey. It can fly a little bit. You'd be terrified. And then the claws on the little skinny legs, you're done.
You're done.
I would drop kick a turkey into next year's Thanksgiving.
Not if it flies over your head.
It can't get up over my head.
It can't. It hit my sister in the head.
It didn't go over it. How high do turkeys fly?
And with your skyphosis, how are you going to kick very high? Aren't you going to hurt your back?
Oh, man. Wild turkeys can fly in short bursts, often only for a quarter of a mile and typically at 100 feet or less.
100?
I have underestimated my foe.
Don't forget the claws. Six of the claws into you, you're done.
People are saying a wild turkey will tear me up.
Yeah.
They don't mess around.
Marconi. You don't like a burnt hot dog?
Hey, we're out of time. Look at that.
Coming up next, this is your chance, Pitt fans. Alan Green fired you up. Now you call in. We are giving away a 4-pack of Pitt tickets every hour for the Miami game. All you got to do, get in line at 412-928-9370. We will ask you a trivia question. If you are the first person, the first caller to get the trivia question correct, you win a 4-pack of tickets. Simple enough. The bat signal is out. The phone number is 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Pitt, Miami, Saturday, noon. For all the marbles for Miami and all the marbles for Pitt, Pitt needs to win and get a little help from either Virginia Tech or Cal. If Miami wins, they'll be 10-2, and they might have a shot to make the playoff as the second ACC team. So marbles are on the line, and you could go for free. We're going to be giving away a 4-pack of tickets every hour. The rules are easy. You give us a ring at 412-928-9370. We ask you a trivia question. If you're the first caller to get the trivia question correct, you win the 4-pack of tickets. Simple enough?
Yes.
All right. Ryan from McKeesport. I'm going to put the caller on first because we had trouble the last time. Ryan, are you ready for this Pitt trivia question, sir?
Let's go, baby. Hail to Pitt.
So you're a big Pitt fan, Ryan.
I'm a big Pitt fan. Alum of 2013. What's up, Dor?
What's up?
All right, here we go, Ryan. Pitt beat Miami 42-16 in 2022. That's the last time these teams met. Pitt's leading passer in that game was Kedon Slovis with 262 yards. Which Pitt receiver led the team in receiving yards that game?
Oh, man. I thought it was a Carson Mumpfield.
It was not. I'm sorry, Ryan. Call back next hour. We're going to give you another chance.
Incorrect. He said Kenate Mumpfield.
He did.
Kenate Mumpfield had a couple catches the other night on, was it Sunday Night Football?
He did. Thick.
Thick?
You wouldn't describe him as thick?
No.
Gary in Harrison City, you're next up. Do you need me to repeat the question, Gary?
Yes, sir.
2022, the last time Pitt played Miami, they won 42-16. Pitt's leading passer in that game was Kedon Slovis. Who was the leading wide receiver for Pitt?
I don't know this one. I'm sorry.
Take a stab, Gary.
Kenny Johnson.
No.
Nope.
Thanks for playing, though, Gary. You have another chance next hour. We'll go to Floyd in Mount Pleasant. Floyd, I can't keep repeating the question, buddy. Do you have the question?
Yes, I do. And it's Pitt has let me down lately, so hopefully I can hold them up here. I would say Kenny Johnson.
No.
No, that's what the last caller just said.
Damn it, Floyd. Let's go to Dylan in Shaler. I gave you the context clue. I mean, Kedon Slovis was thrown to this guy.
Correct.
I'm going to say Jared Wayne. I believe he had 12 or 13 receptions that game. Hey. I was at that game.
Hey, Dylan, guess what? You're going to be
that?
Going to the game on Saturday.
There you go, Dylan.
Jared
good job.
Wayne with 202 yards.
Let's go. Hail the Pit, baby.
Hail the Pit.
All right, Dylan, congratulations. We'll put you on hold. If you missed out, we'll give you another opportunity each of the next 2 hours to win tickets to Pitt, Miami.
Jared Wayne's still in the NFL.
289-3370
for the Houston Texans.
Thick,
huh?
I would not. I always thought Mumpfield had was a bigger body guy.
No, he wasn't. No, he was a little guy.
Who am I thinking of?
Don't know.
Jared Wayne. I think of Bub Means.
Yeah, he's bigger, but he's.
They're all bigger than me, Doran.
Yeah, right.
And all smaller than a turkey, and I could take one of those suckers out.
No, you couldn't.
What do you think my plan of attack would be?
This scream.
Talk its ear off about the Marconi till it falls asleep.
Yep. Ask him if they want a cigarette or have a cigarette. Bum a cigarette off him. Something like that. A zen.
There's smoked turkey, but have you ever smoked with a turkey? That's next level stuff right there. We're trying to smoke that sucker from the inside out, baby.
Yep.
All right. Trey Essex joins us next. Does he agree with James Harrison that this is a terribly coached football team? Does he agree with Patrick Queen that defensively their schematics are awful? We'll ask him next. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High today of 54, low of 42. Those Miami guys, they're coming in. Kickoff temp for Saturday, Pitt, Miami, 30 degrees. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.